This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Pacers decided to press the Bucks in the fourth quarter last night. The Bucks looked like an elementary school team with Bobby Portis with the ball over his head, not knowing what to do with it as soon as they saw the full court press. And that really kind of ended up being the difference in the game with that fourth quarter. The Bucks couldn't figure out how to handle it. Plus, they retired Damian Lillard out, I think, in the process by continuing to make him have to, you know, find his way up court and continue to pressure him. That, I think, was the biggest difference. Plenty of other things to talk about, but that's my main difference from that game.
Yeah, they definitely fell apart in the fourth. You know, there were several times in the second half where, I mean, the second half starts, you go down, they were down five, they go immediately down 11 or 13 to come out of the half. And then it was a few different times of getting it down to two or one and feeling like you're just about to get back over the hump, and then the Pacers would, you know, bring it back to 10, and it happened a couple times. And then, of course, in the fourth, they really blew it open, got it up to 20 or something after the Bucks had gotten it down to, I think, one or three. You know, definitely a frustrating one where you just couldn't get over the hump a few times. And yeah, I mean, they pressed them and they definitely brought the pressure defensively. And I just think overall the Bucks, this was a game they lost in the 2-point area. You know, both teams shot pretty well from three. You know, Dame shot well from three. Brooke shot well from three. Not many other guys did, but they did a good chunk of the shooting. And obviously Indiana shot well from three. So both teams shot over 40% from three. Neither one had a huge advantage there. And it was really just the 2-point percentages that were very drastically different. The Pacers shot 63% from two, and the Bucks shot 46% from two. And it was just a game where, you know, we did not have much rim protection. You know, Brook can do as much as he can, but you know, it felt like they didn't have much rim protection and they don't have much rim pressure. You know, there's not many guys that can get to the rim on this team when Giannis isn't there. Besides, you know, Dame can get there every now and then. He can blow past his guy and get to the rim, but who else in this team is really getting to the rim? You know, Brooke doesn't do that consistently. Chris doesn't do that much. And obviously none of the bench guys are really guys that you can rely on getting to the rim. So the Bucks just don't get a ton of shots at the rim. And it results in, you know, the Pacers getting a ton of them at the rim. And then the Pacers on the other end get a ton of them at the rim. So I think the 2-point shots we were taking, us versus the Pacers, were very different. You know, we were taking more mid-range and either Bobby post-ups or Chris post-ups type of shots from two, whereas they were getting a lot of their 2-point looks from the restricted area. And, you know, so theirs were just higher efficiency shots. And like I said, the Bucks didn't have much rim protection and not much rim pressure. That's something that I can think of one player that helps both of those things, but we hope he comes back soon. And he can also defend Siakam, who's been absolutely killing them. You know, Siakam just seems to be too quick for, you know, Brooke and Bobby, and then too big for other guys, you know, pretty much anyone else on the roster. So it's just kind of a bad matchup right now, not having Giannis. And it's a situation that you hope Giannis can come back at some point here to really help them out. Cause it looks like right now the biggest issues can all be solved by 34 coming back.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the thing. I'm going to bring up the same thing I brought up with you a million times. I brought it up on the postgame show last night. I brought it up on Wisconsin Sports Daily today, and I'm going to bring it up here. You couldn't score at the rim, yet you did not choose at any point to put Brook Lopez down in the block to see what would happen, to see if Siakam was switched on him and possibly draw fouls on Siakam, to possibly just body Siakam to get in there to score. And I understand Brook Lopez was on fire for three in the first half. I understand. But when Giannis is out and you don't have anybody else down there taking up space, let Bobby sit out there in the corner, right? Let Pat C and AJ Green sit out there. Because as soon as Lopez makes two or three, eventually they're going to bring a second guy. And once that second guy comes, then you just pitch it out, hit a cutter coming to the rim, whatever. Old school basketball. I know. But that should have been the adjustment made by Doc. And nobody in today's NBA probably would have done the adjustment either. I'm the only one. And that's fine. I'm just saying you have a guy that was one of the best in the game around the rim years ago before Bud got his hands on him and tried to take him out so Giannis had more room to work. I understand why they did it. But in instances when Giannis is not on that floor and you can't score, it makes all the sense. It slows the game down. They hit a big shot, they get momentum. Instead of running out and jacking up a three with 4 seconds taken off the shot clock, missing, they run out and transition the other way. That just keeps the momentum and keeps the crowd in it. If I come down, I bounce it down to Brook Lopez, let him take his time. He scores from, 5 feet. Crowd sits down. And now they get taken out of a made basket and they have to bring it back up. And it was never even attempted. It's frustrating, Marzian.
Yeah. I completely agree. And we've agreed on this a lot. We're trying to get Brook those shots down low. And I mean, he took six, I looked at the numbers. He took six 2-point attempts and 7 3-point attempts. And, you know, again, when you're struggling to get to the rim, when you're struggling to generate some offense besides threes, you know, that's something you should be going to. That's something that should be in your arsenal. And it just doesn't seem like, even in the Bud days, you know, just never felt like they do that enough.
I'll tell you what else drives me nuts. Brook Lopez out of the 3-point line, putting the ball on the floor and running full steam at the rim and throwing up a whole prayer at the rim. That's also some of the 2-point shots that you saw. How does anybody on that coaching staff think that is a successful play that we like our odds of him completing? Like, it makes no sense.